America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's been just such an amazing and adventurous pace where we're doing a lot of fun tourism type stuff and we're exploring and we're going slower and seeing things differently. But it's every bit as beautiful and fun as it was before, if not more.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and get out and see the world. Let this show be a source of travel advice and inspiration, but remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. Hey guys, welcome back to Jump. I'm Jackie, and this is the last episode in the random series that I created about talking with people that I met at conferences. So far we've had Eric, host of Epic Trails TV show, Benny, the Irish polyglot, Terry, who travels full-time on her stock market income. And today we have Brooke Froelich. She is an outdoor enthusiast, climber, skier, hiker, camper, and mom of two very young children whom she and her husband take with them on their adventures. So we're going to get into what that looks like. And yeah, family travel is something we don't cover much on this show. And to be honest with you, I don't, probably for obvious reasons, follow very many family travel influencers. But Brooke is an exception, perhaps the exception. I followed her on Instagram for, I don't know, a long time. And she is just super inspiring. I feel like I relate to her even without children of my own. I just love her mindset and the way that she is raising her kids in the great outdoors. And this summer at Outdoor Retailer, I actually ran into her and I stopped her just to thank her for what she does and tell her that she's super inspiring to me. And that led to this conversation that we're about to share with you today, which is just so cool for so many reasons. So before we do that, today's show is supported by Osprey Packs. You may have heard by now that Osprey has just come out with a brand new version of my favorite pack, the Farpoint and Fairview Trek. And the Fairview is the women's fit version and the Farpoint is the men's. They redesigned these packs to go seamlessly from city to trail. And I personally got to test this pack out just a few months ago with Osprey in Patagonia, and I can attest to its brilliance. The Trek versions still have the full front main compartment zip, which is my favorite feature on these packs. They also have a really comfortable mesh back panel for ventilation with adjustable suspension. They have a hydration compartment for your water bladder, hip belt pockets, an air cover, which doubles as a rain cover and a fully enclosed case for in-transit protection. It no longer comes with an attachable or detachable, I guess you could say, day pack. However, it is compatible with the Daylight series. You can still kind of attach that to it. It just doesn't zip to the front. And they also just came out with the new versatile Daylight Travel day pack, which has an expando zipper. And yes, it will fit your 15-inch laptop. Someone asked me that on one of my video reviews and I measured it. And yes, that will fit. So check out osprey.com to see the entire new lineup of their new packs. And if you want to see my video reviews of these packs, go to travelingjackie.com/osprey. And remember, we're going to be giving away a Farpoint or Fairview Trek to one lucky winner out there. That's going to be coming up here. So make sure you're following my Instagram at travelingjackie so you don't miss out on that one. I actually also just announced that Osprey is giving a free Trek pack to all of my 2019 Patagonia participants this year as well. So just a huge shout out and thanks to Osprey for their involvement and belief and support in what I'm doing. This episode is also brought to you by Grail, G-R-A-Y-L.com. These guys make water purifying easy, no matter where you are. And they just came out with a new purifier bottle called the Geo Press. It's a 24 ounce bottle. Imagine a French press for water purifying. That's essentially how this bottle works. You fill the shell of the bottle, and then you press the filter cartridge, which has its own shell, down into the bottom. And the water goes through the filter and into the inside shell, and you drink from the top. It removes all types of waterborne pathogens, bacteria, protozoa, and even viruses. And it's super quick. It only takes a matter of seconds to fill and press, and then it's ready to drink. I have one, and I took it camping in the Tetons earlier this summer. And my number one favorite thing about it is that it enabled me to stay hydrated, because when I'm off grid with limited access to water, I tend to conserve the water and I drink less, which ultimately leads to dehydration. But with my GeoPress, I was able to refill as much as I wanted and I stayed hydrated, which is super simple, yet super important. And lucky us, because they're offering an exclusive discount just for us, 20% off using promo code JUMP on purifiers and replacement cartridges from Grail.com. Grail is a member of 1% for the Planet, which means they donate 1% of all sales towards the preservation and restoration of the environment, which is an extra reason to support them. So again, use promo code JUMP at Grail, GRAYL.com. And thanks to Grail for providing that special discount for us and creating such a great product. A quick update for you guys about group trips. I mentioned the Croatia trip in the last episode. I opened that last week. So Croatia is going to be a bike and boat trip next September, 2020. It is officially open. You can go to travelingjackie.com/Croatia to read more about that. Ecuador is coming soon. Costa Rica still has plenty of spots left. You guys rock. I can't wait to meet more of you in our upcoming travels together. But for now, let's go ahead and get Brooke on here and talk some great outdoors with a family. All right, you guys, I have Brooke Froelich on the other line today, and I'm super excited to have her here. So I want to say welcome to you, Brooke. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jackie. Thanks. We're doing great. We just are, you know, wrangling all the kids and getting everyone ready for school, because Huck starts school today. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh no, I actually just saw that he's in his last year of preschool, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that must feel, how does that feel?
I mean, I'm kind of excited to have 2 hours, 3 hours of my day back to myself, but, it's crazy how fast he's growing, but he loves it. He loves school. So I'm excited for him.
That's really cool. So I just told my audience just a little bit about who you are, but I would love to give you the opportunity to speak for yourself. So would you just tell us a little bit about, just who you are and where you come from? Like where did you grow up and what are you all about?
Yeah. So, I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah area. And right now I'm a family content or family outdoor content producer. It's not my background at all. My background is I used to do research in human genetics. And then after I really liked doing outdoor stuff, and I had a little Instagram following before I had my son. But after Huck was born, I was kind of looking for a way to transition my income where I could work from home and bring him along with me and keep doing what I loved without really having to give up time from him too much, or give up time doing, you know, chasing after my passion. And so we made a little career transition.
Yeah. So how did you do that? Is there anything you can advise people? Like what did that look like for you? Did you just keep playing and just keep like gaining followers?
I think I really, you know, during my pregnancy, I remember I had a couple little sponsors, like, nothing big, smaller sponsors. Mm-hmm. And it was more for like the single girl. I wasn't single. I was actually married at the time, but just the young woman adventure type content, empowering women type content. And I was nervous to approach them about being pregnant, because I was like, oh, they're not going to work with me because I'm, you know.
Ooh, interesting.
I was worried about that.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be skiing as big of lines for a season or climbing as much for a season. And
right,
I didn't know if it would be forever, and I didn't know if they would think it was forever. But I was really surprised to see that there was such an interest and excitement from some of these companies to create family content and also like fit pregnancy content.
Good. Good. Yes, I mean, they should be glad to provide that, right?
There needs to be more. So I realized it was a little bit, at the time, somewhat of a niche market or a niche type of need in the market. Yeah. So I jumped on it. And one of my best friends has been doing this professionally for years and very successful. And she mentored me and gave me a lot of tips about how to make a deck and how to approach companies and how to talk to people and what kind of prices I could charge. And a big part of that on my end was using my social media as kind of my portfolio of the type of work I could create. So even before I was getting paying jobs, and I get asked this all the time, how to start making money off of Instagram is to start making content that looks like content people would want to pay for. So if you're taking, you know, low quality, like iPhone selfies, you know, you can't really go up to a bigger brand and say, hey, would you like me to, you know, you really want to start having that content that looks pretty editorial and fun and authentic and has a voice and also be clear of your goals and the message that you're sending.
Yeah, that's really good advice. All of that's really good advice. I notice you use a GoPro a lot.
Yep. Yeah. So we've been on the GoPro family actually since Huck was like 6 months old. They sent me our first GoPro and we've been working with them since then. And I mean, I have also like a nicer camera, like a DSLR, you know, mirrorless camera that has the photos have a different look to it. But honestly, like the GoPro for our lifestyle is just so perfect. You know, it gets dropped all the time.
I know, yeah.
Underwater.
Yeah. And it's been so funny, like so cool to watch Huck use the GoPro now.
Yeah. I love it.
So let's real quick before we even go on, how do people find you on Instagram? Because you're so fun to follow. Yeah.
So if you want to follow our circus and our zoo, our fire dumpster, our dumpster fire, I am Brooke.Frolick, which Frolick is my maiden name. And I'm sticking to our social media for now.
Okay. So guys, get on there. Every now and then you're going to see her son take over the camera. And it's so funny. He's such a natural. It's almost scary. He's like, so we're hiking and we're going to get ice cream. And
Jackie, it's so like cute. Kind of shocking because it's such a mirror to me of what I must look like because kids are really just imitating where I'm like, guys, today's
That's true. That's funny. it's got to be fun though for you to like see him take an interest in what you're doing and be like your little sidekick almost.
Well, even, you know, like I have no idea what social media is going to be like in 10 or 15 years for kids. And it's kind of scary how it already is for kids, but I hope if nothing else, he'll see it as like a journal of our adventures. And I hope that he'll have that interest to keep on, you know, chasing after his own adventures and creating his own adventure journal, just, you know, kind of documenting his personal growth or realizations that he has and just whatever makes him feel alive. From that part, I'm good with. I was even kind of hesitant. I have a little social media account for him and I was kind of hesitant, making it, you know, letting him know about it. Cause I used to just post baby pictures, but then I was like, you know what? He can do what he wants with it. And at the very least, it will just be his adventure journal.
Yeah. Yeah. Without any kind of pressure on it. And is that a public account?
It is,
right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. So yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, well, it's an experiment too, where if it starts getting negative or feels, you know, not fun for him, then we'll take it, you know, make it private or take it down. But yeah, we're experimenting. Yeah. That's like the role of parenthood. I'm just kind of, there's a lot of trial and error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of error.
No, I think that's actually what I have to say this out loud because I obviously don't have kids, you know, and I think I told you this when I saw you at the conference is that I don't, it's out of, it's not normal for me to be following someone like you. And it's because you have someone like you. I said that like you. No, it's just that I'm not like drawn to family travel because I don't relate to that. You know what I mean? But you, I totally relate to because you are female, active, outdoor, like adventurer. You just bring your kids along. And I love that. And I think I told you, you're like one of the only, you may be the only family I guess influencer that I follow, and I love your content because of your, I think it's because of your mindset. I love the trial and error thing. Like, I love that you just kind of put it out there, you know,
and try, like, you know, I don't know. I get, sometimes you'll get criticism from other moms. I mean, like social media, there's such a call out culture right now on social media in the outdoor industry. And man, you marry that with the call out culture and like the motherhood or parenthood. And it can be rough sometimes. I mean, sometimes the DMs are just like, you know, people are all just trying their best. Oh. Like, we're just trying to figure it all out.
I know. And, but really, like, I believe that you're just trying to do what's best for your family, and, and you're sharing those adventures as you go, which I know is so inspiring. I mean, I see what people write on your comments, and it's just awesome. And that's why you're here. Like, that's why I wanted to talk to you and just kind of, I guess, shed some light on that, world, with my audience. No, thank you for being here.
Join our world. Parenthood's great. Oh. We got tickets to our Broncos game last night and left during the third quarter, 'cause it was like bedtime.
Sounds exciting. Maybe I'll do that one day. You never know. So you live in Colorado now. You just mentioned the Broncos. What brought you to Colorado?
So my husband works for Alterra Mountain Co. They're the company that owns a bunch of ski resorts, and they have the Icon Pass. And so,
they're the ones bringing all the people to Montana.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I love people. Like, I genuinely love that they've made it more accessible for like the average person to go skiing, because skiing is it's expensive. Oh, like, it's a pretty elite and inaccessible sport for privileged people in that way. So I do love that they're making it more accessible. Mm-hmm. So I hear you. I do understand. Like, I visited my favorite ski resort that just got on the Icon Pass last winter, and I was a little shocked by the difference that a season had made. So
Yeah. Well, that's actually a topic for another day. So we don't have to get into that here. But so you guys as a family, what kind of outdoor activities do you do? Because this is the part that I love. Like, never do you see a picture of Brooke on her Instagram indoors. Everything is outside.
We do go to the climbing gym sometimes. Because mama needs like a girlfriend date, and I need to put my babies in the childcare and just climb.
Yeah. Good for you. But,
we love to do a lot of stuff. I think the big thing that we really love to do is skiing. That's really our passion. And I'd say for Huck, that's his favorite sport right now. And that's probably my favorite sport. We love backcountry skiing. I like to take the kids in the chariot up like avalanche safe roads on safe days and get a workout. And again, I almost always just go with girlfriends. And so it's like kind of mama therapy time and a good workout. And the kids love it.
Sounds like an amazing way to do it though, because then everybody's happy, you know, and you're outside connecting to nature and raising your kids outside, which is
which is just feels good. And like Huck, I mean, we kind of hit a big milestone now where I will let him ski down next to me on the chariot because he's safe enough to ski and control. And so it's like he loves it so much. He's so excited to go. Instead of just having to be a passenger, now he's like he's right there with me.
That's so cool. And how old is he?
So he's 4.
He's 4. And then Tatum
she just turned 10 months. She's almost a year old. Like, she seems like my newborn. She is a newborn. I don't know how she's so old so fast. It's not right. And we hike a lot because that's like a perfect family, you know, activity. Like, sometimes at night, you know, especially when my husband travels, we'll just 7 p.m. or once it kind of starts cooling down, we'll just go out on the trail for like an hour and just walk. Yeah. So we like to do, you know, some bigger hikes, but a lot of the hikes lately are just getting out with the kids for an hour or two and being outside, and who cares how many miles we do.
Yeah. Right.
And what else? We bike. My husband and I are big mountain bikers. Lately, it's been more pulling the chariot on like a gravel road or just a road.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I love to climb. My husband doesn't, but me and Huck like it. So I need to get bigger so he can belay me.
He'll be good for that one day.
And then we'll be set. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. And you guys just got back from like a huge adventure. No, was it 2 weeks or three or what did?
Yeah. Yep. So my best friend got married at home in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And so we went home for her wedding and then we planned like a family reunion around it. So it was just, you know, we stayed in Park City and I did a lot of indoor stuff with my mom. So there, we do indoor stuff, but we also went to Bear Lake and did some paddleboarding and yeah, it was good. You know, you got to spend time with family. And I think, you know, the point of all of the content that I create or what we do is I really want to promote just families coming together and ways we can support the family. And I think getting outside is such a big part of that. So mm-hmm. even spending time with, you know, with my parents watching a movie, like I think that's just as important as, you know, going for a hike with them too. So
yeah, just quality time together, whatever that looks like.
Yep.
Yeah. Of course. And how do you, what does your travel look like when you guys travel together? You drive, do you have a van? Like, how do you make that work?
Well, it's a little rough. This part will discourage anyone from having kids. No, I'm just kind of kidding. We just upgraded to a minivan. I had an Impreza forever that I loved. And, this winter I got a Sienna all-wheel drive minivan and I freaking love it.
All-wheel drive. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, even when the kids grow up, I want to keep this car just so I can keep my bikes in it and keep like a little bike shop in there. Like,
it's awesome.
Have room for the dog and mm-hmm. all of the stuff, all of the things. So yeah, we usually, have our camping gear with us just in case we kind of change route. And like on our way down, we stopped in Dinosaur National Monument. We usually plan to take a little longer than needed to travel because an 8-hour trip is always like a 10 or 12 hour trip with stops with kids. Mm-hmm. And so we usually try to camp somewhere on the way down and, or find somewhere that looks interesting or fun to stop and break up the trip for a night. Just, I don't know. Cause you might as well. You can't fight the process. Like if you try to go fast, you'll just be frustrated. So.
Yeah. And that brings up another thing that I just remembered from your content is you really try to make things about play so that the kids are always enjoying it. Like how you don't end a hike with a meltdown or something. Yeah. I think that's amazing. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, I like my mindset, and I think most of us are like this, is, you know, travel industry, outdoor industry is so like, you know, put your head down and like power through. I mean, I think that's where a lot of us got to where we are, where you're like on a hard hike and you're like, I don't care that my toenails are falling off. Like you just keep on moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so much with kids. And so it's been kind of a learning process for both me and my husband and also for Huck, where on days that I've been like, you're okay. Like, I don't care if you're a little hungry or like, you know, I know there's a balance cause he does need to learn how to do that. But, on days that I've really powered through and made him like suffer with me, he hates it. And then he won't want to go like hiking or skiing again for weeks. And so we learned to leave it on a high where like, if we're skiing and he's having a great time, we usually still stick to our cutoff time where we're like, this is a good time to go. Like Huck's loving it. The baby's still happy, but like, you know, we could probably push it for another hour. We've kind of learned how to anticipate the meltdowns before they come. But it's like, he's on a high right now. In 30 minutes, this is going to change. And so we leave when he's still like having the time of his life and he'll have like a tantrum on the way to the car, which is great. But he's like keen to go again.
Cause he wants to go again. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I love it. It's like mind tricks, but in the best way.
And like one of the other best mind tricks that I learned this winter was we got like, we upgraded his outdoor kit this winter to some like amazing Rhema outdoor, like super high quality clothes. Mm-hmm. And we started doing was, when they came in the mail, I told him it was a magic coat. And when he hiked, chocolate would show up in the pocket.
What?
And so when we're like in the car parking lot, before I take him out of his car seat, I like stick a couple like peanut butter M&Ms in like each of the pockets. And then he gets out and he's like, yay, my magic jacket.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
I don't know if it's going to work next year, but we'll see.
Yeah. Hey, it's all an experiment, right? Like you said. Yeah. So what are your favorite, what are your favorite things that you go on the road with, or like that you take hiking with? Like what's like the backpack that you use that you always, like what are the things you always have with you?
Yeah. So I would say anytime in our car, we pretty much always have, our baby backpack, which right now we're using the Osprey Poco Premium. Mm-hmm. It fits my husband well. It transitions to me well, and it has a ton of pockets. And then in the back of that backpack, I always have like a little front carrier pack. It's like the Anya Baby Pure. Like it's super minimal. So like you can roll it up and it doesn't take up a lot of space. And so I keep that in there on days that like Huck is really tired. I can wear both of them, because usually on a hike, Huck can do good for like 2 or 3 miles, but any further than that, he just takes forever. So we usually keep that, both of those in the car at all times. And then a lot of times I have like a little cooler that I'll keep in the car. It's like a little tiny OtterBox cooler that we love, that it's just nice to have like some hard boiled eggs or string cheese or just, you know, some food that's not pure crap. I mean, I do love to get Taco Bell after a hike, but it's like something for Huck that is a little bit better, and we just feel better when we eat better.
Mm-hmm. There was one time I saw you guys take that little cooler and you had packed it with ice cream, like on the trail.
Yeah.
Hello, Magic Mom. Like, good job.
Like we've done that a few times with Huck, and it just makes it feel so much more magical and like fun.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
And then we have like a lot of times, like the thing we use all the time is our Thule Chariot. Like that one piece of gear gets used the most out of everything we have. Cause I don't know, we can bike with it, run with it, ski with it, jog, you know, stroll. I mean, so we almost always have that in our car too. Mm-hmm. Baby gear, you guys. Yeah. It's like such a thing. I had no idea.
Oh man. And it changes because they grow.
They do. You have to keep getting more. Yeah. But so, I'll say like, you know, like the Poco, that backpack, or like any good baby backpack. We've had that. I got it when Huck, I think, was like maybe 5 or 6 months. And I still carry him in there sometimes, and he's 4 and a half. So we've used it for 4 years. So like if you get something good, it will last a long time.
Right.
The Chariot, same thing. We've been for 4 years. It's been going strong and still works well. And
that's amazing. And are you guys mostly road trippers? Do you ever?
We prefer to road trip just because we can take the dog and all of the gear, but we fly sometimes too. Like, it's just harder because, you know, then you have to like bring your own skis and bikes or rent, you know, it's so much easier to just drive. But yeah, we fly a couple times, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 times a year with the kids.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's the sad part about traveling so minimally, because that's what I do. I'm very much a minimalist. I travel with a carry-on only, and I often go for like months at a time. But the only toy that I can bring with me are my running shoes, like my trail shoes that I can hike and run in. But like, I can't bring my toys with me when I travel, and I miss them. You know, like I was living in Bariloche, Argentina for a few months. A few years ago. And like that, it was almost offensive to be there without like gear, because it's like outdoor ah, you know, just amazingness. Yeah. And I'm like, I have no car to get to like some of these remote places. Oh, I have no sleeping bag, no tent. Like I can't backpack. I can't like play soccer. I can't like do any of these things. It's hard to do that sometimes.
But Jackie, I think like that's such a good point is, you know, people think it has to be this really big deal to get outside with kids, but really all you need is like a good pair of shoes. And like, you can make it as simple as just having like a good pair of hiking shoes to go walk on the trail or to go hike on the trail. And that's one thing I think when I was younger, I used to just use whatever I got, like, you know, hand-me-down or free or cheap or whatever was on like sale on the anniversary sale at Nordstrom's. But the last 5 or 6 years, I've really invested in having good hiking shoes. Cause it's like, if you have, that can be like your only toy and you can have an awesome time with just like a hydration pack and some hiking shoes and you're set.
Yep. What are your go-to shoes?
So I work with Merrell because I love, I mean, they're just killing it. I think in the outdoor industry, as far as really inviting other people to get outside and using the trail as like walking on the trail as maybe that's your gateway. Like maybe that's your entry point to any kind of outdoor adventure. And I think they're doing a good job of inviting everybody. But right now from them, I'm really, they have a pair of shoes called the MQMs. That's just like a lightweight hiker, but super durable and has great grip. And then I have like, I still love their Moabs, like their classic sturdy hiking boot. I mean, I use that still all the time. Like it's just a great shoe.
Yeah. I actually tried out those MQMs last time I was in Patagonia and they were, they were waterproof and like super rugged and they were great for, the hikes that we were doing down there. We got, just, you know, found some mud and, and some water, you know, and, but they were really good. I'm not sure they fit my feet perfectly, unfortunately. Like shoes are so tricky, you know?
They really are. And some lines, like, you know, for like some climbing shoes or ski boots, it's like, I just can't do that. Like depending on the company, because of my, I have a really high arch in my foot. And so, it's amazing. Like you just got to find one that fits and do a little research.
Yeah. I've been wearing Brooks Cascadias for years. And I mean, they're like, when you get the kind of shoe that you can just order brand new and wear out of the box on a 10-mile run or hike, you know, like that, once you get so used to, that's what you need to find is like that one pair that you can just replace. I would have friends bring me new pairs of Brooks Cascade. Like when I was overseas, you know, I'd have them and I would just switch them out on the spot, like, oh, shiny new shoes. And I love that. But they have waterproof ones. What?
And you're like, especially if they're as good as your old shoes. When the new shoes are as good as your old shoes, you're like, yes.
Yes, I know. You can move forward with them. And the waterproof ones are my favorite. Just like the MQMs that are waterproof. Just it's because you can take them, you can hike, you can put gaiters on them. That's my favorite. Yeah. Like I travel with trail shoes and gaiters because then you don't need hiking boots, you know? And when you only pack one bag, you can't bring more than one pair of play shoes. And so
I'm like, I don't always love wearing snow pants. Like I really love to wear like a winter legging and gaiters because they're just more comfortable. Yep. You don't necessarily need to have like the full deal for most of the hiking you do.
Right. No, I wear running tights when I hike always, even in the winter. I just carry like the extra pair of rainproof pants if I need them, you know, and then you can throw them on over everything. But I mean,
I'm right there with you. And it just looks better in pictures too.
Also it does. You're not like frumping it up in your big old baggy pants. Which is important. I mean, we're talking about Instagram here, you know, people are demanding. That's funny. So do you guys have any other big trips planned? Anything family?
I mean, I think the big thing that I really like to do are like these midweek camping trips with my girlfriends and our kids. And so we have a couple of those on the calendar for the next month, but now we're ramping up to my husband's busy season where he just travels a ton before ski season. And so it kind of starts, you know, after Labor Day until December, he's gone. So, I've got some little trips with my girlfriends planned, you know,
that's good.
But yeah, I'm excited. Like, since we've moved to Colorado, there's so much out here. We haven't even touched the surface. And it's really fun to look at a map or like a mountain range and be like, I have literally have no idea what this looks like. Or, you know, it's, I don't even have the vaguest idea. And we just kind of started scratching the surface of Dinosaur National Monument. And so I'm excited to go back there too with some friends. And, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of some of these short local trips are so good and so accessible and affordable. And with kids, that's a big deal is finding things that are accessible and easy to do.
Right. Yeah. And I say we, because I'm just north of you in the Rockies, but we live in such places where there is just endless adventure. And like you said, like, we haven't even seen hardly any of it. And traveling in your own backyard is the most amazing thing. I actually went on an overnight river trip for the first time. Like on the Yellowstone, which is literally like in the backyard, you know, and it was just such a different experience than I'd never done before. It's like, why have I not done this? You know, like just boats on the river, camping on whatever random island you find.
As long as
you have your tent, like you have everything, you know, like
that's what you need.
It's so cool. Oh, speaking of tents, you have a new favorite, don't you?
Well, this is my first time I'm actually breaking into like car camping tents. Cause I've prided myself as like a light and fast backpacking tent person. Cause they're great and easy and they're all you need. But yeah, we upgraded to, a car camping tent that has for the pack and play, and you can stand up in it and it's awesome. So yeah, we got the bunkhouse from Big Agnes and it's been great.
Bunkhouse. It sounds huge.
It's huge. I mean, but if you're car camping, it's kind of like, why not? I've got the space for, you know, it pops up easily and there's so much room. Like, it's amazing. We went camping with some friends and everyone had their backpacking tents. And then I set up the bunkhouse and like all of the kids, like, it was just basically a giant pack and play for all of the children. They wanted to come in there and like jump around on the mats and like play with their cars. And like, it was a party house. Aww, so
that's cool though, for the kids. That makes it fun.
Yeah. I think that's our stage of life right now. It was like party house, animal zone. Those are our adventures right now.
Right. But as long as you're making it fun, like you said, and letting them enjoy it so much that they want to go again, I think that's like the point. That's the point. You want to get them to where they love it as much as you do so that you can continue doing what you love.
And then they're happy to like be on a windy ridge on the mountain so all the moms can ski. And like, that's the balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Well, is there any words of wisdom that you want to throw out to any moms or families who want to be outside with their kids?
Yes. And also to young ladies or humans, men, whoever, that are adventurous, that think, I don't want my kids to ruin my lifestyle. Cause I think, you know, that's definitely, you know, a part too. I want to say, I guess, instead of looking at what you can't do with kids, you just look at what you can do. And it's amazing what you find. And instead of looking at like, I'm not going to be able to climb these big multi-pitch routes as often, or whatever things you think you can't do when you have kids. When you just shift that mindset, it's amazing when you find all of these new things you can do. And it just kind of opens up this outlet for creativity and fun. And you tweak things a little bit, but it's really the most wonderful season of life that I've had yet. And instead of maybe chasing things really hard like I used to, it's been just such an amazing and adventurous pace where we're doing a lot of fun tourism type stuff and we're exploring and we're going slower and seeing things differently. But it's, I don't know, it's every bit as beautiful and fun as it was before, if not more.
Well, that's positive. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So one more time, where can people find you? Instagram or on your website or wherever?
Yeah. If you want to follow along on our adventures, all of the smelly stickiness and that stuff does not come through. So you'll be safe, but I'm at brook.frolic on Instagram And we're actually working on a really cool project that we're going to launch in a couple months that I can't talk about yet.
Okay.
But if you like adventure and families, we'll be talking about it more there on social media. So just follow along at Brooke Dar for a look and cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you sharing with us and I hope to run into you again someday. That was
you
really
too,
cool.
That's awesome.
I know. And it led to this, which I think is really exciting. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Jackie.
All right. Well, happy trails and safe travels to you and your family. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jackie. Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's it for today, you guys. Thanks so much for being here. If you want to find Brooke on Instagram, and I highly encourage that you do, that you follow her, she is at Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E dot Froelich, F-R-O-E-L-I-C-H. Brooke.Froelich on Instagram. And as always, if you want to say hi to me or offer me any feedback about the show, please do so. You can find me at Traveling Jackie. Thank you guys. Safe travels. Until next time.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.